Hi. Thanks for joining us and welcome to our Generator podcast. In this episode, we are going to discuss single versus three-phase power. Do you know what the difference is? First, let's start by saying most homes in North America use single-phase power. Three-phase is primarily for industrial use. So, let me explain what the difference is. Single-phase and three-phase generators provide power differently. The most obvious evidence of this is seen in power delivery. Both types provide AC power, but a three-phase system produces three separate waves of power delivered in sequence. This ensures continuous, uninterrupted energy flow that never drops to zero and makes three-phase generators more powerful than single-phase generators. Single-phase generators deliver one constant wave of power, however, the power level varies with the electrical current coming in. That means power levels can drop to zero during the cycle. This happens very quickly and is undetected by humans and rarely affects whatever device is being powered. In fact, residential power is single-phase, and there's never a problem powering devices in our homes. But for very large and demanding power applications, this dip can cause harm, which is why three-phase systems exist. The easiest way to visualize these power differences is to imagine a wave. One single wave, for example, in a single-phase system, starts at zero, goes up to the peak, and goes back down to zero before the next wave starts. In a three-wave system, the three waves in sequence each individually look and act the same as the single wave. But since they arrive in sequence, their total power overlaps a bit. Three-phase provides more power than the single-phase circuit, keeping that power always above zero. Power is distributed over the entire load, over three phases or waves, so there is less draw on one single wave. So, if you're questioning whether you need a single-phase or a three-phase generator, you need to think about your power needs and budget. Single-phase systems are less complex and less costly. They are more common in residential or rural applications, where the loads are relatively small. Unsurprisingly, three-phase systems are more costly to install and maintain, but depending on your power needs, they may be a necessity. Three-phase systems are ideal for high-capacity settings, which is why you usually only see them in industrial and commercial areas. Data centers, in particular, benefit from three-phase backup generators due to the increased distribution capacity. Three-phase systems can power multiple racks, whereas single-phase systems cannot. That's all for this episode. If you would like to learn more about generators, you can subscribe to our podcast on any of the major platforms or visit us at auroragenerators.com.